This is Radio 3. It's 11 o'clock now. Time for World on 3 with Mary-Anne Kennedy.
Thanks a lot, Ian. Well, I'm on home turf tonight here at Pacific Quay in Glasgow to meet up with some old friends who'll be joining us in session in a wee while. Karen Matheson and Donald Shaw from Capercaillie will be showcasing songs from Karen's new solo album. But let's start out with a trio from Rwanda who left their homeland for the first time ever in 2014 to play at the WOMAD Festival with the help of their producer Ian Brennan. This is from the follow-up album to that debut that introduced us to the good ones back then. And their lead singer, Adrien Kazigura, says that in the intervening years since that first recording, that his voice has aged, but shifted not lower, but higher, closer to God, as he says himself. When things started to go wrong, there were signs. A heartfelt song from one who would know, Adrien Kazigura and his friends in The Good Ones from Rwanda and their new album, Rwanda Is My Home. Welcome to World on Three with me, Mary-Anne Kennedy. And as I said, I'll be joined in a little while by Karen Matheson, who'll be performing songs from her new solo album, as well as introducing us to her heritage track. I'm particularly intrigued to discover which direction she takes with that. And talking of discoveries, our BBC introducing track tonight is a boundary-busting Eastern European blend with influences from some unexpected quarters. And our archive track heads north beyond the Arctic Circle with Inuit singer Tanya Tagak. Stay with us for all of that and more, and let us know what's doing it for you tonight. Don't be shy, tweet us at BBC Radio 3 with the World on 3 hashtag and be a part of the proceedings tonight. And the introductions continue next with a new release from Riverboat Records. It's called Lost in Mali, and it's a journey that takes us through that most musical of countries in search of music and musicians as yet unheard by the wider world. Philippe San Miguel and Paul Chandler have been part of the music scene in Mali for a good long while, and they're behind the recordings especially made for this collection, including Alibaba Cisse from Nyafunke in the central part of Mali, here with Kaya.
الرحمن الرحيم به سكن ديرك ما يجيرد الله يرى غراء يربا كويس الحي راسي كاتمي ما مدهيل وقويا يرى كرني من اسكب مايو سوك سند مايو كن للجند مايو nya fenke nya fudde yo dadi mamoudou kay akene dama hanou kess beega do ro fooni ro foomandani ro fooni ndina hamedo kou katimay amoudou kay amadou diko isa kay samba diko en jati mamoudou kay amadou diko obbe nya do garde to bobo do garde to hasi do garde to hasi do hamara kanama jenni jindama be kan gomni bangi mamoudou kaya may ndama yo kankam ni kakam kum dal barka e ma dibo buye ci may yo haamande ni buye ci ki e ci ki farma ci ki dal mo ci ki banakar kay ko nga hay mar kaya honore allah kaya tatore allah kaya der koy nyaawu demal may yo kankam dini kakam dal barka kuma huna boore di bayna tene kayno burur kaya way kankam ni kankam dal barka ene tarawore way kankam dal barka sadne rahmana bore bore katle bore sanu bore wadi bore ba bore harne misna ni wone ni wukoy jo hadisa mayga amna ko lango amisna amudu kay woni wukoy jo asatu suko ke jokku balli amisna isa kay mo wukoy di katfa sango amma ta sanango dadu kay ay hawi di foga na tene kana kat ay hawi di no kuma kay ay foga famande dadam sunna ni wona grande ni babu di ko kat may Ibrahim Djongo ni klubel de Dakar tin di warte man tinanti par brousna ci aspega Hassan Traoré yoro foga Yakoub Koulibaly yoro foga ro foma ndaga Mustafa Cissé ki beyna Mohamed 5 daka kone yoro foga
don't you leave me, girl. Yes, all night long, she's Papa, don't leave me. I'm going away, and it won't be long. Yes, he's your train, loving babe, I'm Alabama bound. Don't leave, don't you leave. Don't you leave me, girl. It's all night long, sweet mama, don't leave me. Send the boats up the river, and she won't come down. I bleed to my soul, sweet mama, she's waterbound. I look to the east, and I look to the west. If she head to the south, great God, she's Alabama bound. Don't leave, don't you leave. Don't you leave me down. It's all night long, sweet mama. Don't leave me down. Alabama bound. Alabama bound. It's all night long, sweet papa. Don't leave me.
From a collection drawing a sound picture of the present day in Mali to a snapshot of the early years of last century and the Southern Blues. That was Henry Thomas, a railroad hobo whose songs would go on to be covered by many folk, including Bob Dylan, Loving Spoonful and Taj Mahal, to name but a few, and whose banjo-inspired guitar style would come to be known as Texas Blues. The song appears on the latest Rough Guide to the Blues Songsters. Karen Matheson and Donald Shaw from Capper Cayley will be with us shortly, but first, a track from an album I've been meaning to play for a good while now, an adventurous quartet formed in Ireland, with Sweden and the United States making up the international lineup. This is How We Fly, have an irresistibly individual take on trad music, as you'll hear in this duet between the Gloamings, Cuivín O'Reilly, and Hoofer Extraordinaire Nick Garris from Michigan, whose stepping here is emphasised by the swish and scrape of sand that he collects from whichever part of the world he's in at the time.
Thank you.
Possibly the only band I've ever encountered who can claim to be musicians come fight stuntmen come actors come activists. And if you've never come across Shore Patrol before, and they are celebrating their 15th anniversary this year, then just think back to the opening scenes of the movie Gladiator and the decapitated head being held aloft, and wild man holding up said head in that first battle scene is Charlie Allen, leader of the pack, and therefore also not a piper to trifle with. You're listening to Mary Ann Kennedy and World on Three, and it's time to welcome our session guests for this evening, who are Karen Matheson from Capercaillie, joined on piano and accordion by Donald Shaw, and Matthew Watson on guitar and fiddle. The occasion is the release of Karen's new album, Urum, which means honour or respect. And the three are going to start out with Verlin Varroch, the Baragali.
Ukareya, ukareyu, erbahtu achirinu, zechikurte tenehishen, sasishi kachirar yosh. Gönyeres, faran yerin, zishikir içim dovare. Sa
Beautiful stuff. The maritime credentials of the Western Isles well to the fore there, with Karen Matheson singing Verlin Varroch, with Donald Shaw on box and Matthew Watson on guitar. Karen, the album is called Urum, which means paying honour or respect to whom?
To, I suppose, ultimately my parents, or initially my parents, you know, my parents who both passed away in the interim between making my last album and this one. And in fact, when my mother got ill, I was in the process of making a new album, in the middle of making a new album, which was a mixture of material, both English contemporary songs and traditional Gaelic songs, the same as my last two albums. But in that journey, when she passed away, I found these old photographs, and I just found myself actually literally carried away with just the whole sentiment and the journey that I was on emotionally in losing her and my.
And you've reproduced some of these.
Yes,
it's not just photographs. I mean, like envelopes with addresses,
letters.
Letters to Barra by Oban.
I know. Amazing things.
Beautifully old fashioned.
That we found.
Yes.
You know, that's war letters from, you know, from the war of my mother's uncle Michael, who was killed on a ship. You know, he was only 18 at the time. And that's letters of him sending back to an 8-year-old sibling, you know, back in Barra. So it's very poignant. And stories that I may have heard as a child, but they were always in the distance. They were just stories, you know, that didn't really have too much significance. It's only when you suddenly find an envelope in your hand, you know, or a photograph, and you can put a name to a face, it just takes on a completely different meaning.
And were you doing that by yourself, or were you doing it? I know that when it's happened in our family, people end up going through everybody else's drawers and say, oh, I don't have that photograph.
Yes.
Or that makes sense of something that I have, and it makes the current generation connect as
absolutely,
well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Again, you know, I've actually, some of the photographs on the sleeve were recovered from a house in France, would you believe, because of a relative who had married a Frenchman, and that when their house was cleared, all the stuff was taken over to France. So again, you know, stuff that could have been lost along the way, and you know, very fortunately we've managed to retrieve them. So, yeah.
And yours and Donald's upbringing in Tinault was a very musical community in itself.
Yeah.
And the music comes from both sides.
Absolutely.
Of your own family, doesn't it? The Barra connection is the Gaelic and the song. But,
yeah.
But your dad was quite pivotal.
Absolutely.
In that musical upbringing as well.
Yes, my dad played button box, and his parents were Skianach. They were from Skye. So my next journey, in fact, is to do the Skye connection. So it's really been an amazing voyage, and I would recommend it to anybody.
Now, that first song that you sang was was a Barra song. You say that you learnt it from the singing of one of my favourite singers, Chrissy Mary MacDonald. Chrissy Mary Denny.
Aye, Mother Denny.
A beautiful, beautiful natural voice.
Absolutely.
Do you need to be given the song via somebody's voice, or does it hit you differently than if you come across something in a book?
It hits me differently, absolutely. If I that song, I first heard purely with her singing it, and I then came across it in a book, Jocelyn Chin and Gillian, you know, but I don't know that I would have actually gone for it if I had just found it in the book. I think it had to be, you know, through her interpretation of it. That's such a valuable thing. It's the passing down again of a culture and of something that you feel connects with you personally. So, yeah, definitely.
So we'll have another couple of songs from the album a little later on,
yeah,
but you're going to give us something a bit different now.
Yeah, this is a song which I got from Cy Cann, the great political activist from back the 70s, an American, and it's about the demise of industry, I suppose. In this case, the closing down of the cotton mills, in particular the Aragon Mill, so it's called the Aragon Mill.
Well, I'll let you get back behind t'other mic. If you want to get in touch with us while you're listening to this fantastic session, you can tweet us at BBC Radio 3, and the hashtag is WorldOn3. So let's listen to Karen, Donald and Matthew now with the Aragon Mill.
Thank you.
of town, at the foot of the hill, there's a chimney so tall, it says Aragon Mill. But there's no smoke at all coming out of its stack, since the mill has shut down, it's never come. There's no children playing in the dark, narrow streets. Since the mill has shut down, it's so quiet I can't sleep. The mill has shut down, 'tis the only life I know. Tell me, what will I do? And where? She blows through the town, weave and spin, weave and spin. Too old to work, and I'm too young to die. Tell me, where will I go now, my family and I? There's no use anymore for these cotton mills, it seems, but the sound of the loom still haunts my dreams. Weave and spin, weave and spin, weave and spin.
Sycan's Aragon Mill. Thanks to Karen Matheson. More from herself, Donald and Matthew later on in tonight's World on Three. Her new album is called Urum, Honour to Previous Generations. And this next track, I suppose, is doing the self-same thing, as Ivory Coast Tikken Jafakoli pays tribute to the reggae legends he grew up listening to on his new release, Racine. This is his take on an old Burning Spear classic and a history lesson just setting the record straight on the New World Discovery by Christopher Columbus.
I and I won't I know, I and I won't I say, I and I reconsider, I and I see a full that Christopher Columbus.
mungu jonyo niwinjo mungu jonyo nino juwaya jonyo kinyabiri dala no dindo inenyisa ndalo udinda duogi dala dhano gira gira arusi dhawa dhawa to mama dhawa dhawa to waya dhawa dhawa to kwaya bende dhawa dhawa yathumu wota wota mumono joko ringa ringa ero pinyuru Osira wende kanyo tunena poyo uru siepna neno limu dido tukunga winyo guogi kagwogi nene kare dala kagwogi kare dala tudindo nena para para undie kononye dala undie kumako guogi mudindo nena kaoto matonga dingo kanyo tupanga dingo kanyo tulutha dingo kanyo tupala dingo kanyo tukite benda solo kanyo undie kundegu guogi toja dingo
There's something quite mesmerically otherworldly about that. The third album from the Owenny Sagoma Band, a meeting of musical minds between UK experimentalists Elmore Judd and Kenyan musicians Joseph Nyangomo and Charles Owoko. And while the previous albums were recorded in London, this one was a journey back to Kenya, to the heartland of Luo music in Joseph and Charles's home in the Nyanza province in the west of the country. So we return now to European shores for my fix of exquisite male voices and harmony. In this case, the Corsican sextet Affiletta, going now for well over a quarter of a century, but with voices that still manage to transport you to Mediterranean island shores. This track is one of a set running through the album Castelli, written by Jean-Claude Acquaviva. You told me that the winds go and die in the mouth of God. You told me that with each goodbye one weeps, but also hopes.
Oxford City lived a lady, and she was beautiful and fair, and she was courted by a sailor, and he did love her as his dear. He said, my dear, let us get married. Let us now no longer stay. I'll work for you both light and early. If you my wedded wife will be, this girl she loved him, but at a distance she did not seem to be so fond. He said, my dear, you seem to slight me. I'm sure you love some other man. He saw her dancing with some other. A jealous thought came to his mind, and to destroy his own true to her a glass of wine. So soon she drank it, so soon she felt it. Oh, hold me fast, my dear, said she. Is it that glass of wine you gave me that takes my innocent life away? That glass of wine which now I gave you, that glass of wine did strong poison hide. And if you won't be my true lover, you'll never be no other man's bride. That glass of wine which now I gave you, oh, I have drinked of the same, said he, and in each other's arms we'll die together. To warn young men of jealousy. Oh, hark, oh, hark, the cocks are crowing. The daylight now will soon appear, and into my cold grave I'm going, and it's you, Willie, has called me there.
A tale of love, jealousy and revenge from the Teacups, who met as students at Newcastle University and now releasing their completely a cappella second album called Of Labour and Love. And of this song, collected in the earliest years of the 20th century, they say they wanted to find particularly dark harmonies considering the subject matter. And if those harmonies did emerge, as they say, during a drive to Birmingham on the M6, all all I can say is that there will be plenty who'd testify that that particular stretch of road can indeed be a very dim and dark place to be. Thanks to Ray Georgeson and Celtic First, who've tweeted in about tonight's session with Karen Matheson, Celtic First, saying there was me hoping for an early night, and then following up with a filetta worth the licence fee on its own. Thank you very much for that. And of course, the gorgeous sound of Karen Matheson, sublime, haunting and resonant, according to Ray Georgeson. Thanks very much. Keep the tweets coming in at BBC Radio 3 with the World on 3 hashtag. There's more to come from Karen in session tonight here on World on 3, and BBC Introducing will be a showcase for next week's session with the Eastern European blend that is Mahu. So let's head east then just now to the earthy, unfettered energy of Slovakia's Eva Brunovska and Muzika. And this is Vesti Zadju from their album Distillation, a kind of retrospective, although they say themselves they don't go in for that kind of looking back monkey business, and have thrown some brand new tracks in there for good measure.
Yeah. Maratar para जरा सी मिलन की रुत आई एक जरा सी मिलन की रुत आई फिर जुदाई का आ गया मौसम फिर जुदाई का आ गया मौसम
मर मर
Following on from Musica, there was Jamil Kojiri and Tara Jaff, a Kurdish duo with tambura and, unexpectedly, Celtic harp as backing to their songs, including that one, Baran Bari. It has rained Gule and everything has blossomed, although hard times are ahead of us. And then we had a truly beautiful Indo-Celtic musical crossing of paths there between Indian ghazal singer Tosif Akhtar and Welsh songwriter and harpist Gwyneth Glyn, and a reflection on the changeable nature of life, love and, once again, the weather. They're on tour in England and Wales in November, and a quick click online will take you to the links for Theatre Muldan, the musically adventurous folks who also brought together Sekou Keita and Catherine Finch. So a rather appropriate connection to make, given that Sekou also plays guests on Karen Matheson's new solo album. Now, we're going to hear some more of the songs from that album in a bit. But first, though, I'm joined by Karen once again to ask her to introduce us to your heritage track for tonight. We always ask our guests to bring in a song, a track, a piece of music that has meant something special to them in terms of their culture or their own musical journey. So what have you brought us?
I've brought tonight a track which is very special to me, in that it's something I heard probably when I was about 16 years old myself, and it was of Flora McNeil singing the wonderful Lament Maroon Kialok, and I think she was about 16 when it was recorded. And over the period of time that I knew Flora and learnt songs from her, her voice never wavered in terms of the effect that it had on me. Just that sort of timeless, evocative quality that she always had. And this song, I think, just conjures up that for me, the lament.
It's a beautiful and I hesitate to use the word bitter because it's heart sore,
yes,
certainly, at the loss of
her husband,
yep, William Chisholm.
That's him.
But the beautiful, beautiful images that she conjures up of just what a man he was, and also having lost Flora just this year.
Indeed.
I think, also sang this song at the beginning of the year in the Martin Bennett Grit Ne Regrets.
That's right.
They were younger singers, almost like inhabiting the spirit of the singers that Martin Bennett had used samples of. That must have felt a little strange, or did it feel good?
It was a magical experience, the night itself, but it did feel strange. I mean, I was very honoured to be... I mean, you can't replicate Flora or any of the singers that were there on the night, but I think we tried to make it our own, you know, and hopefully it came over like that. But it was a very special night.
Well, with the musicians all together, certainly. But between the singers, there seemed to be this great solidarity.
Absolutely.
So let's listen to the lady herself. This isn't the 16-year-old Flora singing.
No.
This is a more mature one.
Yeah.
But I do remember hearing some of these recordings of her as a teenager.
And
very special. And as you say, she stayed that way right the way through.
She did.
Och herrlich eugst du art, schätte hoch rein malere, o guam kach nie wackem, aun gocken at der. Ach rois ach urich, ha mi kiach moch hele, no lagak mi mener, geschehen sind du lach lene, morun gialo. Du vermoord bewaak om uch, wat wil ik God vragen? Wat er is maar een jelle, blaas naar Miller te pakken. Taalt dol ik dan lorach, met de vonjelle naar du. Zeker kan al op ik kommer, schaag hun tortjurum te wachten. Morgen gaan. Du wirst liegen, nicht liegen, behüllen mich ins Bechalawich, am Betaler Kenyales, jene kochte Magyarut, na jene Wuchtrüss, gen wie Kukna Gaundut, Marja brat ein Tuchassen, let jarrosen mit Chalafe, morun kian. Du jesk na hainich, strich te hachu heni, aus schala karavani, bich du guner jau lese, bevian lutan to chulein, beruch fulesh da feilchuch, sas da laif bevor merabse, kert rich te barabu lechelat, morun gyan. Du jetzt gar keine Wiskulisch, geht wie Kuga und Hatschille, Mode hohen Julach, Eck ist Jewisch verken wäre, Beweg Ekone Kurem, wie Gerunner Jillen, Skette Hicke wie Toll, Homagen Julach i Chirem, Morun Gian. Du pochte nicht dir, Mam so ist der Jaste, Kapegolux du fell, Get hoch zu kach meine Porto, Wir wisch kapitule, Hat die Jus ich woke, Sat die Jörg im Mug, Holte Brüi Faste, Morun gern. Schimmig beinjer nur riebach, lan schiet ages rolef, ja romim chusher amec, ich junke teke tu poko, ach jete vien chusher lovach, skembelu mereke ten over, leking taklisch ne panjen, nan julte kach vama chodost, morun gel. Noch bewiebachkak, mir kost nicht in Kani, heil mit Ulri uhilluch, huchtsch mach die Fogarin, hat auch viel na klarsach, piep na talis knackjall mi, wolla lika tu naski, hat dusch katschru tu njoik mi, morun gala.
One of Gaeldom's great tradition bearers, Flora McNeil, and My Fair Young Love, Maroon Gialog, accompanied there by Alison Kinnaird on Clarsach, and that comes from the album Cruv na Nuol on Temple Records. Beautiful stuff. Karen Matheson's heritage track for tonight. And Karen is back behind the song mic now and rejoined by Donald Shaw on accordion and Matthew Watson on guitar. And they're going to carry on with a pair of Pushabiel, Kianil and Kuperu Taleru.
Faranil, Kinil, Faranil, Kinil,
ferenir, grunil arabar, kinil ferenir, kinil ferenir, kinil ferenir, grunil arabar, stelamanotiche dua, stelamanotiche dua, stelamanotiche dua, stelampuraidog, stelamanotiche dua, panotiche dua, stelamanotiche dua, stelampuraidog, mineral ruayu.
Karen Matheson, Donald Shaw and Matthew Watson with a great set of Push to Pia. Do you want to come back over here? You're going to have to not sit on Matthew's
foot. I'll not sit in the toilet. I'll kneel at your feet, Marianne.
Do you know, I think that's a first for World on Three. The guest artist kneeling down in front of me. That's entirely not necessary. The first of those two pieces of mouth music is very popular, but that second one's a little more unusual.
Yeah.
Where did it come from?
I found that again on Topar an Dulchais, on the great archive of digitised recordings from the School of Scottish Studies, and in actual fact found great difficulty getting the words of it, if you know them, Marianne, or you can find them anywhere for me. So I've had lots of people trying to find, track down the actual lyrics. It was collected by John Long Campbell, and we've looked in Canna House and can't actually find any written, only the actual taped version. So
sometimes they're just tantalising that.
Yes,
way.
So we've taken what we can from it, and it's a lovely wee thing.
When you're away from the band setup of Capper Cayley, does it give you a kind of freedom to do things that you might not do within the band setup?
Yes, it does. It does. I suppose I can be more intimate with stuff, which is difficult if you're in a band with eight people. So I suppose I do lean towards that a bit more of the, you know, the slower stuff. The Capper Cayley sound is very energetic, and so maybe I get a chance to be a bit more reflective. So that's kind of nice.
And you have some, you've got a whole load of fantastic guests on the album.
Absolutely.
Anna Massey, Matthew behind you,
yes,
there. But also folks like Sumik Dutta and Sekou Keita,
yeah,
as we mentioned before. How do those connections come about? Is it a sound thing? Is it a meeting people thing and crossing paths at the right time?
A little bit of both, I think. It's obviously a sound thing. I think the world is just getting smaller and smaller in terms of music, in terms of everything. And, you know, it seems like the most natural thing in the world to have an Indian sarod or an African kora now, you know, representative of their own culture, like a harp, like we would have in the Gaelic tradition. And I think it's an incredible thing that these cultures are now heard alongside each other, you know, and we just wanted to try and emulate that on this album. I know it's being done all the time now, which is great. So.
And of course, where else but in January in
Indeed.
Glasgow at Celtic Connections, and Donald is being very quiet over there at the piano. When do we get to find out just exactly what all's happening?
Well, I believe it's 20th of October.
Ooh.
So that's why I'm looking so stressed over here in the corner.
Yeah, I think seen him for the last 6 months.
But we'll have to sort of evolve some kind of Celtic Connections advent calendar.
Yes.
That's right.
20 days to go.
Countdown has
20
begun.
More sleeps.
That's
until.
It. That's it.
Well, you're going to sing one more song for us.
Yes.
And I was really delighted to see this song on this album because it's a revisit.
It is.
Urnie van Heegrach, The Prayer of the Tigran Woman, written by my lovely cousin Monty,
yes.
The poet,
yes.
Catriona Montgomery.
Yes.
Can you set it in context from when it originally appeared in Crosswinds and why you decided to come back?
Well, it originally appeared, we were actually invited to go over to the Pan Celtic Festival in Killarney many moons ago, so long ago I can barely remember. And Katrina wrote this poem, which Donald set to music. And we, Capercaillie this is, and we performed it at the festival. And we won, actually, which was an amazing thing. And had such a brilliant time. And the song, we did perform it for a number of years with Capercaillie in a different vein. And then last year,
it was a very current situation
at the time. Absolutely, and you know the kind of story that you just hope will go away at some point, but unfortunately is relevant still today. You know, and will go on being so, war torn country, you know, children starving, poverty. So it's visiting a subject again, which is just very, very current, as you say. But also, last year I was invited to guest on a Spanish album, a man called Peo, and he invited me to sing this track on his album because he loved it. And so I revisited it then and realised, you know, that this was just something that wasn't going to go away, that I wanted to bring it back again. So we've done it with the McFalls Chamber Orchestra, which, again, in itself gives it a very different treatment again. So these songs are there are so many different ways to present them, you know, and it's lovely when you can, you know, you can regurgitate, if that's the right word,
and revisit.
Yes, that's a much better way of saying it.
Well, I'll let you head back over.
Thanks,
to the song, Mike, and we'll listen now to The Prayer of the Tigran Woman, Urnie van Heegrach, which appears on Karen Matheson's new solo album, Urum. Ach, grach, bruch. Thanks so much to Karen Matheson, Donald Shaw and Matthew Watson for a really serene session here on World on 3. The album is called Urum and it's out on Vertical Records. BBC Introducing is coming up very shortly, but another introduction first, and one that is as appropriate for today as it was in 1987 when this live gig was recorded. The setting is Athens. The date is October 87. The gig is showcasing a singer who was already something of a legend in West Africa and who was destined to become a true world music superstar, but always with the situation of his fellow Africans on his mind. That night, Peter Gabriel introduced the world to Youssou N'Dour and his band Les Super Étoiles de Dakar, and I can't think of a better track, especially following that, to play from it than the one he dedicates to his fellow countrymen far away from home, Emigre.
Thank you. Nothing Quite a dang a juke to round a high an oxen, quite a dang a juke to chill a wheat a yield. Quite a dang a juke to round a high an oxen, quite a dang a juke to chill a wheat a yield. She nudgings like a goose, try ads, nothing yet. Cut a mill, a town, smoking man, a lean. She nudgings like a goose, try ads, nothing yet. Cut a mill, a town, smoking man, a lean. Quine a dang a juke to grim mocking and dalu, quine a dang a juke to chin a wish to yield.
Quine a dang a juke to grim mocking and dalu, quine a dang a juke to chin a wish to yield.
Just tie a tea and chill, I had seen nothing yet. Struggle tie and mold and a man in need. Just try a tea and cheer, I'd add some nothing yet.
Struggle tie and mold and a man in need.
Quine a dang a juke to cast the lion banning. Quine a dang a juke to chin a wish to yield.
Quine a dang a juke to cast the lion banning. Quine a dang a juke to chin a wish to yield.
Chirray a tea and lie, I'd add some nothing yet. Lie like a birch in the jollity. Chirray a tea and lie, I'd add some nothing yet.
Lie like a birch in the jollity.
Quine a dang a juke to yacht a ken and rail test. Quine a dang a juke to chin a wish to yield.
Quine a dang a juke to yacht a ken and rail test. Quine a dang a juke to chin a wish to yield.
Chin big and ear nay sure adds and nothing yet.
Hey!
Bird a tool a cheer but a man in need. Chin big and ear nay sure adds and nothing yet.
Bird a tool a cheer but a man in need. Quine a dang a box a four a dang a birchy. Quine a dang a box a call for curious cheer. Quine a dang a box a four a dang a birchy. Quine a dang a box a call for curious cheer. She tea a catch and vine and has and nothing yet. Deborah Jackson brew like the jolly sea. She tea a catch and vine and has and nothing yet.
Hey!
Deborah Jackson brew like the jolly sea.
Thanks for all the tweets coming in. Louis, Homely Remedies, Tuned in London, all of them enjoying Karen Matheson's session there. And Leslie also enjoying Karen, but having just come home from a Rua McMillan trio gig. And I think we might just be able to fit in a little bit of Rua McMillan along with the rest of the Blazing Fiddles before the end of tonight. Two sides of the coin there with those last two tracks. Usundur's Prayer for the Emigres in Search of Safety and a Better Life from the Athens 1987 gig out on Real World, and followed by a Manx diatribe against the high net worth individuals that are drawn to the island. Although even the bare bones of Manx Gaelic that I've acquired over the past year or so would suggest that the Manx description isn't quite so circumspect. That was Barul with Greg Jochen from the album Manannan's Cloak, and congrats to the band for their recent success at the Lorient Festival in Brittany, leading an unprecedented Manx 1-2 in the big band competition. That festival is a great place to go to hear new things from around the Celtic nations and further afield. But if it's musical introductions you're after, you need go no further than just where you are right now. Tonight's BBC introducing track comes from Muha, a UK-based band bringing together Slavonic traditions with North India and a little Latin groove for good measure. We'll have them in session next week when they'll be joining Lopakatari in London. But just to whet your appetite, here they are with Cabe Vidala.
Когда мне вмирать, ай, Боже мой, Боже, заказала плотничку гроба сготовать, ай, Боже мой, Боже. Нашего Бога велика тревога, ай, Боже мой, Боже. Yeah.
in a town away down south by the name of Buffalo. Worked in the mill with the rest of the trash, as we're often called, you know. You factory girls who hear this song, you'll surely understand the reason why I love you so. This I'm a factory hand. I get up early every morn. I work all day real hard to buy our little meat and bread, our sugar, tea and lard. We work from weekend to weekend. We never lose a day.
Up there was Muha, our BBC introducing act tonight, and you'll be able to hear more from them live on next week's show with Lopa. And we'll be broadcasting from the Sage Gateshead as part of Radio 3's Free Thinking Festival, which begins on November the 6th. We'll be there with World on 3 on Friday the 8th. And if you want to bag a place in the audience, then booking opens on Monday via the Sage Gateshead website. And joining us that night will be folk legend Peggy Seeger, who we heard just there, joined by Callum and Neil McConnell, the veteran a cappella group The Wilson Family, and folk quintet Project Jam Sandwich, also a BBC introducing discovery. And come December, World on 3 will be taking part in Radio 3's Northern Lights season, with the first ever broadcast of specially commissioned music by Canadian Inuit musician Tanya Tagak for the legendary 1922 documentary Nanook of the North. So tonight's archive track goes back to Tanya's contribution to the Music Planet series, joined by Donna Lyle back in April 2010, recorded in Cambridge Bay, Nunavut, in Arctic Canada. This is The Girl and the Puppy.
Yeah, I do. Definitely.
I love that song.
Definitely a case of vocal jousting there from Tanya Tagak and Donna Lyle. And that's it for tonight. Thanks again to Joanna and Julian in the studio, to our guests Karen Matheson, Donald Shaw and Matthew Watson, and to Martin Webb and producer Roger Short as ever. I'm going to leave you with the Pan Highland Fiddle Feast, that is Blazing Fiddles, led by fellow BBC presenter Bruce McGregor. And with five fiddles in a box crossing the many repertoires and styles of the north of Scotland, I reckon the rehearsals trying to find consensus for the various tunes that made their way into this new album, North, well, that would be worth being a fly in the wall for. Good night.
A Blazing Fiddle's End to World on 3. On 90 to 93 FM, online and on digital radio, this is BBC Radio 3. It's 1 o'clock.